As the beloved goddess of liberty speaks her heart to us tonight, we thank her for her presence with us, all the love she has poured to America, and all that she will yet pour, of her great guarding power, of the sacred fire of her freedom to life. And may our cooperation with her, our love and our gratitude and our obedience, keep her ever with us, pouring through her victory wherever we abide. Beloved ones of the land of my heart, tonight, in the fullness of all the love that the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Masters want to give to the people of Earth, all that the angelic host continually pour forth, we ask tonight the release of whatever sacred fire from the heart of creation is necessary to flood over the land and awaken the people in time to that which is required, that the cosmic law may act to protect them and purify the conditions within the nation before the destructive forces can accomplish some of their plans. And since I am one of the guardians of the land of my heart, then I ask those whom I am trying to guard to live within the world of my heart and accept the outpouring of the sacred fire, which it is my privilege to direct, to concentrate, and to control within this land. So as my enfolding presence clothes you with the protection of my love, I wish you to know always the flame of cosmic illumination goes before you to clear your pathway and to reveal to you that which you must know if you are to be master over the conditions that have caused such distress to mankind. You must understand, beloved ones, that the great cosmic beings are watching every opportunity to pour forth through everyone all the harmony, the love, and the purity necessary to release power, power around each of you, by which your protection is held and you are taken forward and you may receive the illumination that gives you victory in everything you choose to accomplish. Now, the nation tonight stands between two forces, the hordes of evil on the west, the hordes of evil within your borders. And they are one so far as their determination is concerned to destroy that which we have given and established within your borders. And tonight, with your cooperation, there can come dispensations that shall roll back the hordes of blackness which are trying to contaminate everything that is of the light. When the cosmic moment strikes and the release of the sacred fire takes place that forces those hordes of evil back into their cause, be undisturbed by outer world events, some of which must destroy themselves. I'm speaking of events. So in our effort to hold harmony in and around you all, in our effort to protect you all, that we may hold supply for you all, it all depends upon you. And as the obedience is given, and the mighty light allowed to release through your cause, the enfolding power of the sacred fire's protection to you all ever increases around each one, not only around the physical form, but in and around your affairs, that your problems may be dissolved and consumed, and the victorious accomplishment that fulfills the divine plan flood your world with its blessings we want you to have. Now, this greater release of the power of the sacred fire from the heart of creation must be drawn into physical conditions and must be concentrated to a definite point to accomplish that which needs to be done. I remind you again tonight, if mankind knew enough to solve their problems, they would not be in the distress that the world is in today. So unless people will believe us, unless they will accept us, unless they will obey us, there is not one thing on this earth or all put together that can be their protection, their supply, or their freedom of the future. Every bit of freedom that any individual experiences depends upon the release of the love of the sacred fire which the ascended ones are concentrating around all that is constructive. And if mankind were able to release themselves without the assistance of the ascended host, it would have been done long ago. Everyone has had this I Am presence down through the ages. Mankind has not freed itself, so they don't know enough to free themselves. And unless the ascended masters' love is accepted, unless the ascended masters' way of life is lived, unless the ascended masters' law is the law of the land, then there is nothing but chaos ahead. And those who choose to doubt this messenger or this light are yet to face the truth they cannot escape. This nation has got to be flooded with the violet flame love of the sacred fire in order to hold protected that which is of God within your borders, that which is of God within yourselves, that which is of God in the powers of nature, that which is of God in the atmosphere above you. And it is very vitally important that you keep flooding into the atmosphere over your land and the world the ascended master's invincible cosmic violet flame control. And we will see whether the hordes of war will invent that which they want to bring forth to destroy everything. We are watching everywhere throughout the world. Mankind has forced certain secrets from nature, and if they won't use them constructively, then we must dissolve them and turn back the creation upon the individual. The mighty Saint Germain has done this several times since this I Am instruction has come forth. And yet the hordes of war think they're going to try it again. And that is why the messenger pled with you tonight for this protection of the violet consuming flame to compel the purification that is your protection. And do not let down on the demand for the purification of the atmosphere over your land. The disasters that have manifested over the last month or 6 weeks have been, some of them, very consciously, deliberately produced by conscious direction. And that's what we have reference to. So, blessed ones, arise into the authority of your own mighty I Am presence. Use the victory of the violet flame's cosmic control and the ascended master's cosmic love that moves into outer conditions and compels a release of the power that protects that which is constructed. Power, you know, is a wonderful thing if it's used on the side of right. And I plead with you, purify yourselves, remain humble and grateful, and be very careful in the use of power or authority. Few people can stand either one without feeding the ego. And that's dangerous, more so at this time than ever in the history of the world. Purity, humility, and obedience to that great law of love is the only thing that merits protection. So from tonight, be humble before that mighty I Am presence until only the ascended host and their enfolding flame of love and abide within yourselves or your world. We are trying every way the cosmic law permits to hold protection and blessings for you all, to give you your victory, and to save as many as we may of the mass of mankind. And for your blessing and encouragement, I wish you to know that in many of the terrifying, vicious conditions of the rest of the world, many of the life streams who are so wonderful with the light in the causal body and who have stood absolutely inflexible against the hordes of communism, when those of great light have passed out of the body, many, many thousands have been given their ascension in the rest of the world. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. I will not hold you long. But I want to assure you that the great cosmic law always compensates the life stream for an inflexible stand against that which is wrong. And if sometimes the individual passes from the body, and attains the ascension, certainly there's nothing to be regretted. And many, many, many have won their ascension by an inflexible stand against evil. So, blessed ones, from the appearance standpoint, when you see certain things taking place in the outer world, they do not always represent what is occurring from the inner level of life. And so, as you feel our enfolding flame, a violet flame love about you, it will make your pathway easier everywhere. And note that our violet flame love, as it enters into the atmosphere about you and into conditions that you contact, even though they be not your personal affairs, that is given for eternity and becomes an expanding flame within those conditions until it forces their purification and ultimately the victory of the light. There is no such thing as failure to this light. There's no such thing as failure to either your mighty I Am presence or us. And the human never has been victorious. No matter how much destruction human selfishness and viciousness has driven against life, it has never been victorious because it always is compelled to face the destruction it has imposed upon life until that destruction annihilates its own cause. So, blessed ones, we are the immortal happiness of cosmic love. We are immortal mastery by the power of that beloved violet consuming flame. And therefore, as you keep recognizing this and demanding that violet flame control hold its dominion everywhere, the cosmic law automatically acts because that is the command of the cosmic law. And therefore you give the ascended host the opening by which that violet consuming flame can flood into any condition and change it, regardless of any human being or all on earth. Mankind's human creation is not master over that violet consuming flame. I assure you that tonight with everything in the universe that is of God. Now I want you to feel that as you never felt it before and demand it. Demand every dispensation of the violet consuming flame's authority to this world be released into America and move forward clothed in the world of its victory. You have no idea the assistance the cosmic beings are drawing into the physical atmosphere of Earth and into the lower stratum of Earth in the use of this violet consuming flame as you give it more and more recognition and acceptance. If you call for the ascended master's invincible violet flame control of your automobiles and your transportation and your journeys, you will avoid the accidents that have touched the destructive through destructive conditions touched individuals in the outer world. Do not hesitate to call for the ascended master's control, the ascended master's violet flame control, in which no discord can come to anyone. And then your problems, your victory, your pathway, your activities become permanently harmonized. The violet consuming flame is the only permanent harmonizing activity of the sacred fire that life provides to manifest the fulfillment of the divine plan of the mighty I Am Presence for the ascension of all. So as you concentrate on this now, especially the next few weeks, you will see the effect in yourselves and your world until it will seem almost like magic that your affairs are governed and controlled even in the midst of the chaos of other people. So I bring you assistance tonight, together with the beloved goddess of justice and the mighty Saint Germain, in the use of this violet consuming flame that can build to such mighty power as shall compel everything on this earth to recognize this violet consuming flame. And in that recognition, a certain acceptance takes place. And then you change conditions in the outer world that have held mankind enslaved for centuries. So from tonight, if you enter into the heart of this with every power of your being and demand that you live in the world of the violet flame, control of all things, so shall it be established unto you. And I assure you tonight, you need it as you have never needed it any time in all ages past. So let me enfold you tonight in that mighty power of the Ascent of Masters, invincible violet flame control of your affairs, yourselves, the pathway ahead of you, and every activity of the outer self, until you stand the master authority, revealing the power and manifesting control of all, wherever you abide, by that sacred fire, the love of the violet consuming flame, that will forever fulfill every desire of your heart. I commend you to its continuous use, and I enfold you in the cosmic flame of its concentration, which it is my authority and my power and my privilege to direct for your own protection, illumination, and raising into the fullness of the ascension as you have called. And this ascended master control, violet flame control of all in this world, is the accomplishment of the ascension without passing through the change called death. And therefore, that which the sinister force has imposed upon life through the ages past becomes dissolved, consumed, and returned into the violet flame that annihilates it from the universe. And so, we move forward, precious ones, to victory. Never doubt that for a second. But I want your pathway as comfortable and happy and as invincible as you will let me make it for you. You remember, you used to use a decree, Goddess of Liberty, sweep over our land. I have answered that decree. And now that violet consuming flame of ascended master control must come. And we want it to come to you first, and then through you to America and the world. And I assure you that torch, which stands as the authority of the sacred fire on your eastern coast, is this power of the Great Central Sun's violet flame control of all who enter into America. So let us expand it in cosmic power and victory now, and hold its invincible protection about all that is of God within your borders. And may you live, breathe, and use it so constantly that it forever keeps your world cleared and protected and filled with the perfection which only that miracle love of the universe can bestow. And then you become the honor flame of God's great cosmic heart of the great, great silence. America becomes that honor flame, and the world one day must become a sun of its presence and its victory also. And you can now become its manifestation through this, which I have brought to your attention, and which, as you go forward, will enfold you in the victory unto your attainment of your eternal freedom. Thank you so much, and with all my heart. Thank you, precious Goddess of Liberty. Hold us close in your own heart's flame, and make us your victory of freedom wherever we abide. And to the seven mighty Elohim, to the unfed flame, to every being of the sacred fire, do we call tonight for your visible, tangible presence about us and the victory of your violet flame love's control in through and around us all forever. And to the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to arm this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible victory over all in this world that the ascended master's invincible violet flame control blazes wherever we abide and holds command for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us with your invincible ascended master violet flame control of all wherever we abide. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. And thank you, beloved Goddess of Liberty, for your existence in the universe and your love to us all. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Tohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, beloved Arcturus. Compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress, be a set of masters, invincible, violet flame control, wherever the human seems to be, compel the annihilation of that human before it can any longer be imposed upon life anywhere. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones, we add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame, of the ascended master's invincible violet flame control and protection to all under this radiation. Hold the ascended master's invincible victory everywhere the human seems to be. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains in the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the sacred fire strength and power of Ascended Master Freedom to come forth now on our decrees and manifest in this world for eternity. We thank you. Now, as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may its invincible victory blaze everywhere, forever with full power.